Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mar of David Simeon of Yosef, as well as for Refuah Shleima, for David Meir ben Mindel. I'm recording here Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, in Beit Meir, after a beautiful final Shabbos on the Kolel. We're going to record today's daf is Ksuvah Staf Lamed Ches. We left off at the words Amar Le Rava about four lines down. The Gemara has been talking about the possibility of the fact that you can buy yourself out of a chi of Misa, or buy yourself out of a chi of Gullus. The last thing the Gemara had said is that we need two psukim, one of them to teach me that you can't buy yourself out of a chi of Misa when you kill somebody derech aliyah, as well as you also can't buy somebody out of a chi of Misa when you kill somebody derech yirida. The Gemara is going to say, well, it doesn't make sense to need two psukim for that. Amar Li Rava, how many Tan de Vechiski in Afka? We could already learn that from Tan de Vechiski. The Tan de Vechiski we learned the other day, Maka Adam Maka Behema, Mama Maka Behema Lochilaktabo, Behem Shogig Lemazid, Behem Shogig Lemazid, Behem Miskavin Lashin Miskavin, Behem Derech Yerida, La Derech Aliyah, La Pocha Mamon, La Chayv Mamon. Just like when you damage an animal, you're always Chayv, whichever way you killed it, even Derech Yerida or Derech Aliyah. Af Maka Adam. So too, if you kill a man, Lo Tachlokbo, Behem Shogig Lemazid, Behem Miskavin Lashin Miskavin, Behem Derech Yerida, La Derech Aliyah, La Chayv Mamon, La Pocha Mamon. So we already learned that from that you're always chayav misa and not tashlumin, which means you can't pay your way out of it. So therefore the Gemara backs out of this whole drush, and we have to come up with something else that we learn from Lo Sikhu Kofer Lenevesh Otzach, which was that extra pasuk. Ella Amar Rami Rachama Itzrich. We need the pasuk of Lo Sikhu Kofer Lenevesh Otzach not to tell me that I can't buy myself out of a chi of misa. No, it's not to tell me that. Rather, it's to teach me an application of kam leib derabine. Because if we only had lo ye ason sagda dechmin hani mili hecha desima es eno vahargoba, when would you think that you're exempt from payment if I knocked out somebody's eye and killed the person with that smack, with that punch? But let's say I knocked out his eye, so I'm chayav to pay for his eye, and I kill him with a sword to the heart, a totally different thing. You might have thought that he does have to pay for the eye. You don't say kamli b'durabne. So that's why I need the extra pasuk lo sikhu kofer lenevesh otzeach, that you never have to pay for money, even if you knock out his eye and you kill him with a sword to the heart. Amalei Rava, hanami. I don't need the pasuk lo sikhu kofel nefesh otzeach teach me that. We can learn that out from another statement of Tanda Vechiski. Tanda Vechiski, ayin tachas ayin, velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. You pay a chovel b'chavir as an eye for an eye, but not an eye and a life in place of an eye. So whenever you chayev a life, you don't pay for the eye, even if you kill him in the heart. Says the Gemara, you're right. So we need a different thing to learn out from Losik and Kovanesh. Elam Ravashi Itzrich. We learn a different thing. Sagat Adachamino, because if we only had him, Lo Yehason Anoshi Anesh as a source of Kamlo Yudaravine, Ho V'chidush Shechidshat Har B'Knas, since we know Knas is a Chidush, Afgav D'Miklo Meshalim, you might have thought you have to pay for it, even though you get killed. So Kamash V'Olam, the Pasuk Losik Hu Kofel and Evesh Otzeach, that even knas you are exempt from when you get killed. Ask tomorrow, the rabbi damar shechidsh tar b'knas. What about according to Rabbi, who actually says that's taka true, that you do have to pay knas even if you get killed? Said hi kol cher my obed lay. Answer the gemara. Sabra la katana kama the rabbi chanani ben akavio. He holds like the tana kama rabbi chanani ben akavio. We learned in yesterday's daf. Tana kama holds that the pasuk of kol cher b'sheyacham ben adam lo yipadeh is teaching me that someone is on his way out to be killed, and another person says "Eriko alai," that it's meaningless. So Rabba must hold like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya. So that's how he learns that pasuk of Kol Cherem. He learns that if a guy is going out to be killed, and someone says "Eriko alai," that his value is on me, that you don't have to pay anything, as we learned in yesterday's daf. New Mishnah. Nara shenis arsa v'nis garsha. Let's say you have a Nara, girl between 12 and 12 and a half, who got engaged and then divorced. Rabbi Yossi, and now we assume she didn't have relations. Rabbi Yossi Goloma ain't lo knas, because the Torah says asher lo orasa. You only get knas if she's not engaged. If she was engaged, so she doesn't get knas. Rabbi Kiva Omer yesh lo knas uknas la atzma. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says she does have a knas, but she gets to keep the knas, not her father. Says Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yossi Goloma asher lo orasa. Ha orasa, if she's ever been engaged in the past, ain't lo knas. Rabbi Akiva asher lo orasa lo avia ha orasa la atzma. Rabbi Kiva learns asher lo orasa is the knas goes to the father, but if she was engaged in the past, the father goes to her herself. Ask the Gemara, El Me'ata, if that's true. Nara velo bulgaris. The Torah says you only get knas if you're a Nara, not a bulgaris. Hachanami de la atzma. So let's say, if she's a Nara, it goes to the father, but if she's a bulgaris, it goes to her, like you just said by orasa. Or Basula Velo Baula, Hanami Dala Atzma, you'll say, right, she's got to be Basula, but maybe she's a Baula, it doesn't go to her father, it goes to herself. How come Rabbi Akiva learns only by Ashelo or Rasa that it goes to herself, but by Basula and by Nara, he learns if she's not a Nara or not a Basula, she doesn't get it all? Says the Gemara, Ella, Lagamre, it means she's Hachanami Lagamre. So Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Akiva, just like Basula, if she's not a Basula, she doesn't get it all. And Nara, if she's not a Nara, she doesn't get it all. So Soto Asher Lo Orasa, if she was Orasa, she should not get it all. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to respond? Rabbi Akiva, Hi Lo Orasa. No, I need the Pasuk Lo Orasa to teach me something else. Gzera Shava. Hi Lo Orasa, Mi Bailo Lechidasanya. Asher lo orasa prat lenarish and esaras of disgash she'ein lo knas. Do Rabbi Yossi Aglili, like we said before, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Asher lo orasa tells me that if she was previously engaged and divorced, she doesn't get a knas. Rabbi Akiva Omer yesh lo knas uknasa le'avia is against what he said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said yesh lo knas uknasa la'atzma. Here he says yesh lo knas uknasa le'avia. But I didn't know say. And it makes sense. We could learn this out that the father gets the knas if she was engaged. If she's a Nara and she gets married, the father gets the money. And the father gets the money for the Knas. Just like the father still gets the money for Kiddush, even if she was previously engaged and divorced, the father still gets the money if she's a Nara. So what does the Torah mean? That it's got to be that she was never engaged to get Knas. So it's for Gzera Shava. Mufne lahakish lo v'ladun imen Gzera Shava. Nemar kan asher lo orasa v'nemar lahalon. By seduction, by rape it says asher lo orasa. And by seduction it says asher lo orasa. Ma kan chamishim af lahalon chamishim. Just like by rape it's 50, so to seduction it's 50. Ma lahalon shkolim. Just by seduction it's shkolim. Af kan so to by rape it's shkolim. Says Gemara, v'Rabbi Akiva, my chaz is da asher lo orasa l'gzera shava u'besula l'mute be'ula. Why does Rabbi Kiva learn Asher lo orasa for the Gzera Shava and Basula to exclude Ba'ula? Ema, why don't you say the opposite? Basula's the Gzera Shava, like we learned a few days ago. Basula's for the Gzera Shava that compares rape to seduction. And maybe rape applies even if she's not a Basula, because Basula's Gzera Shava. And Asher lo orasa, prat lanara, shenasasim, discussion. It's the Gemara. No, it's more logical to learn out from Basula and learn the Gzera Shava from Asher lo orasa as opposed to the opposite. Mistaba Shelo Rasa Gzera Shava. It makes more sense that Shelo Rasa is with Gzera Shava. Shareni Koriba Nara Basula. Because then, even if she's been engaged, she's still a Basula. It says, Ma'adaraba. Basula Gzera Shava. Shareni Koriba Shelo Rasa. She's never been married. It says, Gemara, no. It makes more sense that a Basula, a Ba'ula, is exempted from Knas, or a Bulgaris is exempted from Knas because her body changed. Mistaba Ha Ishtani Gufa. But the fact that she got engaged was no change to the body, and therefore it doesn't change her status. She just got engaged in the past. Her body didn't change. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Hi, Svara Minele. How does he learn the Gzera Shava? Says the Gemara, Nafkalemi Desani, like we learned a few days ago. Kesev Yishkol Kamara Basulas. It says by rape, but by seduction, it says Kesev Yishkol Kamara Basulas. She is that Kamara Basulas. Seduction should be like rape. Kamara Basulas, because that. Seduction should be like rape for the 50 shekel, and rape should be like seduction, that it's shkalim. Kasha Rabbi Kiva the Rabbi Kiva. Wait a second, we have a contradiction. Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah said the Knas goes to herself. Rabbi Kiva, the Brisa says the Knas goes to her father. What's going on? Says Gemara, Trei Tanai, I'll leave with Rabbi Kiva. You're right, there's a dispute what Rabbi Kiva holds. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, the Masnisin, Lo Asik Zirisha, Mafkalei, Kram Pasha, Lagamri. I understand Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah that it says Asher Lo Orasa. So at least Asher Lo Orasa, she gets the Knas, the father gets the Knas. And if she was engaged, so she herself gets the Knas. So that makes sense. Ela Rabbi Akiva, because the Xerishav is not rejecting the simple pshat of the Pasuk at all. Ela Rabbi Akiva de Braisa, that even if she was engaged, the Knas goes to her father, so engagement makes no difference. Asik Xerishav Mafka and Pasha Lagamre. The Torah says Hashem lo Orasa, and you're telling me even if she was Orasa, her father's getting the Knas. How could the Xerishava uproot the simple pshat of the Pasuk? Rav Nachman Meitza Kari Bey, you should read the pasuk not as Asher Lo Orasa, Asher Lo Arusa. She's not currently engaged. If she's currently engaged, then she doesn't get Knas. But if she's been engaged in the past, Rabbi Kiva says, no, she'll still get the Knas. Ask the Gemara, she's currently engaged. Arusa Baskile. Say, Gemara, no. Saga that the Chamina Hova Chidushu 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 Knas. Since Knas is a Chiddush, Avgav de Mikto Mishal, you might think that she still gets it, even though she's being killed for adultery. Asking, Moral, Rabbi de Chiddushu and Shechidush Torah, but Knas, Avgav de Mikto Mishal, she really does have to pay the Knas, even though she's getting killed. Michael, Amemar says, Gemara, some of the Rabbi Kiva the Mastis, and you're right. Rabbi's going to have to hold like Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah that if she was never engaged, she gets Knas, but if she was engaged in the past, the Knas goes to herself, not to the father. So he's going to have to learn like that. Because he can't give the answer of that she still gets that the father still gets to keep it, because he can't have the Gzeirah Shavah removing the simple pshat of the pasuk itself, and we have no chiddush that you can't say that it's chiddush or chiddush Torah B'Knas. I'll give the mikvah mishalim, because Rabbah actually says you're right that really she does have to pay, so he can't really explain Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa. So that's why he has to hold the Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Says Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Knas Lemi. Who gets the fine, the penalty, if a man rapes a Nara? La'avia, V'yesh Omrim La'atzma. Says Gemara, La'atzma Amai. Why in the world does she get the Knas? Ram Chista, Ha'acha B'nara Shinis Arsim Niskarsha Askin, V'kamifli V'pulk to Rabbi Kiva the Masizim, Rabbi Kiva the Brais. Oh, that's exactly the machlokas. If you hold the Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, then the Knas goes to herself. If you hold the Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa, the Knas goes to her father. Abai Omar, we learned this earlier. Ba'ale Omesa. Let's say a man rapes a Nara, and she dies before they bring him to court. Potter, he doesn't have to pay. Shneamar, v'nasan lavi ha-Nara, v'lo lavi Mesa. If she dies, you don't pay the dad. It says, v'man milsa demshitele labai v'vayle the rabba. Something that was obvious to Abai, Rava had a problem with. The boy Rava, because Rava asked, Yesh beggar bekever or ain't beggar bekever? Later on Tuesday, we're going to have that if the Nara did not have a court case until she became a bogeres before the court case, so the rapist has to pay the 50 shekel to the Nara herself and not to the father if the court case happened when she was a bogeres. It's only if the court case happens when she's a Nara, then the Knas goes to the dad. But if the court case happens when she's a Bogeres, the Knas goes to her herself. So the Gemara, Rav had asked, what about if she died when she's a Nara, but then it came time that had she been alive, she would have been a Bogeres. Who gets the Knas? Yesh beggar bekever or ain't beggar bekever? Do we assume that now that she's dead, she becomes a Bogeres and her inheritors get the Knas, or the father gets it? Yesh beggar bekever udubinahave. So her inheritors, if she has any kids, she's 12, she's 13 years old, and now she has kids. She's dead. I think Gemara's going to ask, how could she have kids? Yesh beggar bekever udubinahave odilma in beggar bekever. No, she died when she's a Nara. So we don't say, oh, since now, had she been alive, she would have been a Mogeres. In beggar bekever udubinahave. Her father still gets the, still gets it. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, where am I going to stop? Okay, we're going to stop over here. Okay, we'll come back to this Bez Hashem tomorrow. Have a great day.